The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Ha llegado la hora de la recuperación económica y necesitamos.
On August 4th in Caracas, two drones exploded in midair above Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Maduro was giving a speech to soldiers, and he was not hurt in the apparent assassination attempt. Maduro's attorney general, Tarek Saab, announced several arrests, but he also asked the U.S. government to extradite a Venezuelan living in Miami. Saab identified the man as Osman Delgado, and he accused Delgado and other Venezuelans living in South Florida of taking part in the drone plot. Delgado could not be reached for comment, but if he and other Venezuelans here were involved, it may signal a troubling development.
Yes, I'm worried about that. We need to keep focus on nonviolent movements.
Carlos Becchio is a Venezuelan exile in South Florida, and he's a leader of the Venezuelan opposition political party Voluntad Popular, or Popular Will. A lot of the opposition operates here now. Becchio fears Maduro's authoritarian regime has made democratic change in Venezuela all but impossible. And to many Venezuelans, that means no way out of the country's catastrophic economic collapse, the worst in the world right now.
When you have a dictatorship just closing all the exits, you are pushing the people to look for more violent exits.
That's what happened with Cuba's communist dictatorship a half century ago, and it's why Cuban exiles here became more militant and sometimes violent. There was frequent armed commando training out in the Everglades.
No, I don't want to see my people, the Venezuelans, training as a military to go to Venezuela. Definitely no.
Last week, Venezuelan expat Patricia Andrade was receiving donated mattresses for needy Venezuelan immigrants. She runs the Venezuela Awareness Foundation in Doral. And she did not like the way fellow expats here reacted to news of the Caracas drone attack.
Most of the Venezuelans said the same. I wish the drones could kill Maduro. We are no violent people, and when you listen these words from Venezuelans that love democracy, wow, it shocks.
The more radical attitudes here are a response to the desperation back home in Venezuela. Getting food, water, medicine, electricity, and myriad other human basics is a soul-crushing daily struggle there.
You have to go out of the country if you want to survive.
But so many Venezuelans are leaving that neighboring countries like Peru and Ecuador are making it harder for them to take refuge there. That's only heightened the despair back in Venezuela, and a new poll by the Caracas firm Meganalysis shows 83% of Venezuelans want the socialist Maduro out of power. But more notable, three-quarters are fed up with the opposition parties, and they want more radical action against Maduro. Ruben Chirino is Meganalysis vice president. That's why you hear so much support on the street for the drone attack, Chirino told me from Caracas.
In any situation like this, people become willing to accept pretty much anything that would fix it.
Phil Gunson is based in Caracas for the International Crisis Group, a conflict resolution NGO.
If negotiations will fix it, fine. If a U.S. invasion will fix it, maybe that's fine too.
President Donald Trump has in fact suggested a U.S. military invasion to oust Maduro. His aides have ruled that out. Either way, Gunson says the Venezuelan situation is looking a lot like the Cuban situation on both sides of the Caribbean.
You have a domestic Venezuelan opposition, divided, weak, lost a lot of credibility with the opposition public. And you have a noisy, belligerent, possibly violent, and increasingly radicalized opposition abroad, including, of course, in South Florida.
Gunson adds, a dysfunctional opposition only helps the Maduro regime. Again, the Cuban case is instructive. The late Cuban exile militant Luis Posada Carriles was accused of terrorist bombings in Cuba, and that hurt the Cuban exile cause around the world. Carlos Becchio doesn't want that for Venezuelans.
You could end making the situation even worse for the Venezuelans who are still in Venezuela.
Problem is, it's getting hard to imagine how the situation for Venezuelans could get any worse. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.